This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind is on the air. We're live from the Bismarck Event Center today for the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to chat with the CEO of the National Coal Council, Janet Gasselli. I think is how you say that. I could be saying it wrong. Also, we're going to talk with a bottom ash expert. Yeah, A-S-H, bottom ash expert from the Young Station, where they were talking about turning it into abrasives. Yeah, how about that? Jason Hawk will be here from Abrasives Incorporated. And then Chris Berg from Point of View will join us at the bottom of the hour, and possibly Kelly Armstrong, too. We're not sure if that's going to work for his schedule or not. We kind of confirmed for him a little later on than or earlier this morning, so I'm not sure if that's going to work yet or not. You know what's funny? Here we've been talking about the Theodore Roosevelt Museum and Presidential Library for pretty much the whole session as a potential use of the legacy fund dollars in a worthy project. And all we've heard is belly aching. I shouldn't say all we've heard. We've heard a lot of belly aching. It seemed like the kind of issue that just needed to be really explained over and over and over again as to the benefits, tourism, et cetera. And it just passed 76 to 15. So I guess it wasn't as controversial as we thought. So, again, part of that's a loan. Part of that is from legacy fund dollars. Somebody has emailed a question on this front, too. And, oh, by the way, we've got some breaking news I want to tell you about before I do anything else here. There is a bomb threat, evidently, at Starian Financial. Bismarck police currently investigating a bomb threat. Starian Financial, 300 block of North 4th Street, just a stone's throw from where we're at right here. Officers have shut down Rosser Avenue and Thayer Avenue between North 3rd Street and North 6th Street. Bismarck police are asking the public to take alternate routes. So you don't hear that every day at a bank, but we'll keep you posted on that. But a bomb threat they are obviously taking seriously, taking place right now. Here's a text from a listener. Bill says, I think the Roosevelt Museum and Library is generally a good idea, but the cost is out of control. Seriously, $150 million to build in Medora on land the government already owns? Wow. The Fargo Dome was built for $48 million. $86 million in today's dollars. That's some kind of library. Are the floors made of gold? I think the project needs to be sent back for further study with an eye to reduce the cost. Seems like you should be able to build a pretty posh library for $75 million. Okay, so a couple of things there. One, again, library is not the proper description of what this is. And I know some people get mad and act like I'm talking down to the audience, saying we know what a presidential museum and library is. You don't have to explain that to us. Do we? There's only 13 in the country. This would be the 14th, I believe. So I don't know how many North Dakotans have been to one. So I'm not trying to talk down to anybody. I'm just saying it's not a library like a typical go-out-check-the-book library. It's a presidential museum. It houses all of the artifacts. It had temperature controlled, secure, all of that stuff. These are governed by the Presidential Museum and Archives Commission, I think they're called. And so it's not a typical structure, number one. Number two, $150 million does sound like a lot of money for any kind of a structure. But again, if we're talking about a presidential museum and library, what did Barack Obama's library do? Todd, do me a favor, Google Barack Obama Presidential Museum Library Chicago cost. Projection cost or construction cost or something. Find me. You find me what you get.
$500 million.
500 million, okay. And I heard 800 million. Maybe that's what it was proposed, and they trimmed it to 500. So, yeah, 500 million, 800 million, you know, two numbers I've heard just for the Chicago Library of Barack Obama. They're not...
Costing taxpayers nearly $200 million, Washington Examiner, as far as the taxpayer cost.
All right, taxpayers pay $200 million, and then maybe the $500 is on top of that, so that's where it comes with a $700 or $800 price tag. So what I'm getting at is these are tourist destinations. People come to see these, and so it isn't it is also a very... I guess, defined process and how you take care of all the archives and those things as well in addition to the museum. So I hope that explains it on the dollars. But good for the good for the House, 76-15, they voted on the library, and I guess we got beyond that and got it done. So I'm happy it's done. I'm happy the other investment will happen. And I think in the end, folks, you're going to see this, and nobody's going to go in there and go, really? You know, we had to put $15 million of legacy funds into this? That's ridiculous. I don't think you'll say that. I think you'll say... I'm glad it happened, and I'm glad we have it. And look how many people have come now to the Medora and the musical and everything else and brought in. So let's go to the phones here. On the road is Tom. Tom, what's on your mind?
Tom,
are you there?
This is Don.
Oh, Don. I'm sorry. We just had the wrong name written down here. Go ahead, Don. You're on. What's on your mind?
Okay, I have a question, other than the second grade attitude that our legislature have, you know, why not let, I know Burgum says don't take a shower, you don't want a shower, and I agree with that, because what they fail to realize is I'm just going to say I'm a retired taxpayer, preparer, and even though, let's assume we gave him $100,000 in W-2s, and he has to pick it up as income. His deduction for that is only going to be about $70,000 if he has to put it on his tax return. He loses 30% of it, and he would owe, if it was dollar for dollar, he would have to pay the government $30,000, hypothetically, in addition to what his income is already. This is not right. If he does not want the money, don't have it an issue.
Yeah, why fight it, right? Why fight it? Exactly right.
Well, why fight it? My point is that I know that he has got a great CPA or taxpayer, but in order for this to wash out, he could only donate $70,000 in order for him to pay the tax liability on the extra $30,000.
Yeah,
I miss it. They don't know what they're talking about, because there's a 30% deduction, there's a 50% deduction. You know, they have no idea what his personal tax liability is. Leave it alone.
Makes sense, Tom. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Mark's on the road. Let's get your take. Mark, go ahead.
Hi. Just a question concerning the presidential library. I know you're all for it, but do we actually think somebody in, say, January 10th, okay, is going to fly into Dickinson, rent a car, go to Medora, look at the library, and then, you know, stay somewhere and leave? Do we actually think that's going to happen in the winter months?
Yeah, I don't think it's a seasonal thing. I mean, you go to these, you know, no matter the weather. I think the bigger time would be obviously when people are doing that triangle, Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, and come here, and you'd have additional bus traffic. I mean, Randy Hotzenbuehler's done some math on what they would get in additional buses, and just the additional buses and taking a lower percentage than normal come to the musical, you've got an enormous boost in the dollars they get in. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think some people do that because they do it for a living or they really take it seriously, but I think the lion's share of the tourism will be in other seasons. But people come into these things all year long in every other state. Not much of a reason to go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, but people go there to see the Gerald Ford Museum. You know, it happens, so.
Yeah, but Grand Rapids, Michigan, it's also a population center, okay? We're not, we simply don't possess the population center, but like these other museums are in.
Yeah, but they're the draw, though. That's what I'm saying. It isn't, you know, the museums are the draw. They aren't necessarily going because it's Grand Rapids or where's Harry Truman's? Somewhere in Missouri. I forget where I've been there. I think it's a suburb of a larger town. But I appreciate your call, Tom, or Mark. Thank you for that. And others, welcome. Again, let's just, it's going to happen. And then we can all see, was it a good idea or was it a bad idea? I think we're all going to say it was a good idea. I really do.
I like Dustin's idea. Put a water park in an indoor water park. You know, if you put a water slide in anything these days, people come.
There you go. Like, it could be like, charging the hill, only you're charging the, I got it. Yeah.
Just saying, there's something to that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
on right.
Something there.
You might be. You might be exactly right. All right. We are continuing our coverage of the Lignite Energy Council today, and we have a break coming up, so we're going to have our guest hang tight here. But keynoting at 2:30 this afternoon is Janet Gelsini. How'd I do?
Jalisi.
I added an end in there somewhere.
Oh, close. But no,
there's no end. Jalisi.
Thank you, Scott.
Jalisi.
There you got it.
I want to get it right. Janet is the CEO of the National Coal Council. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about securing coal's future and the vital role that coal has. Looking forward to that conversation. And again, if you're coming today, 2:30 is when you'll hear her keynote, 2019 annual meeting of the Lignite Energy Council, Blueprint for the Future. By the way, it goes today and tomorrow. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Beautiful coal. That's what we're celebrating at the annual meeting of the Lignite Energy Council, Blueprint for the Future. And also there is something called a National Coal Council we're going to learn about in just a moment. And we're going to tell you about abrasives as well and how coal From coal comes bottom ash. From bottom ash comes abrasives. And we'll tell you how all that works here in just a moment. But first, CJ from DAC Diesel here to tell us about his busy week. Fixing lots of diesel tractors and trucks and semis and pickups and everything else. How's it going today, CJ?
Oh, busy. You know, never ends around here. It's one of these things. I got a lot of guys calling about giving a little horsepower bump on their tractors, you know, so just get them through the tough spots. And it's a later year this year. You know, nobody was able to get started, the end of March or even the middle of April. So it's a later year, so everybody's go, 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 you know, and they don't want to run into issues at all. So if you're looking for a little horsepower bump or you just, you know, need a little bit of maintenance done or whatever, definitely give us a call. You know, we're available. You know, we're busy, but, you know, we should be able to fit you in. You know, things are kind of clearing up here a little bit where we can kind of juggle things around and get our customers taken care of. So
701-258-5011. Give them a call. Get on that schedule and check them out at DACDiesel.com. Thanks a ton, CJ. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, we are back with our next guest, Janet. You ready for this? Jalisi. How'd I do?
Perfect. You are now an honorary Italian.
Yeah, I'm an honorary Italian. Exactly right. Janet is the CEO of the National Coal Council. What's the state of coal?
Perfect. Lots of good things coming up ahead. I'm here today to kind of talk about what we can do to preserve our existing coal fleet, and we're also working on a report for the Secretary on what we can do with coal in the new carbon age. So we can take a lot of these coal products and turn them into carbon fibers and rare earth elements, things that are important for our national security and defense.
National media likes to make a big deal out of President Trump identifying with the coal industry, saying, hey, you know, one group of elected leaders wants to shut you down, wants to, you know, get rid of all the jobs. I'm going to help build it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, well, plants have closed under him, so therefore, you know, he's not doing what he promised he would do. How much of the plants that have closed is a residual of the last 8 to 12 years of policy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're working from a hole, trying to get out of some of the regulatory burdens that we've had in the past. So we're moving forward with some regulatory reforms. Things take a while. Big ships take a long time to turn here. So, but a lot of good things have been done under the administration to try and turn things around. You know, there's a lot of challenges still ahead for the coal industry, but a lot of prospects, again, for coal going forward in new markets. Certainly export markets have been up tremendously just in the last few years. So we're continuing with that America First energy policy and increasing exports. That has definitely happened in our industry.
The National Coal Council is an advisory committee to the Secretary of Energy. That's Rick Perry. Talk about that relationship, some things that have been, given to him in the way of recommendations and how you're faring in getting those initiated.
Absolutely. So we are, and as you said, an advisor group to the Secretary of Energy and represent quite a broad cross-section of the industry and of various perspectives. So we report directly to Secretary Perry. He requests that we do reports for him and provide input from the industry on our thoughts and recommendations. So as I mentioned, we have underway a study for the Secretary that will be coming out on May 15th. Our members will be getting together in a public webcast on May 15th. Folks are invited to participate in that and take a look at some of the recommendations we're making in terms of what can be done to actually accelerate the commercialization of these new coal-to-carbon products. So we're seeing a lot more out of this administration in terms of what can we do to use coal in a market-wise sense, not ignoring any of the environmental aspects or needs that need to be addressed, but what can we do to respond to market needs? So we completed a report late last year on coal exports. What can we do to enhance coal exports? A lot of the new markets for coal for power generation are overseas in the Pacific Rim, in particular in China and India. Tremendous market potential there. What can we do to get our coal over to those areas?
Interesting. Well, Rick Perry's obviously a former governor. He's pro-energy. He's a good one to have in that post as as Secretary of Energy. He's been here already and was a great listener, mm-hmm. which is, unique sometimes.
He gets it.
Yeah, he gets it.
He does it.
That's great. Well, keep up the good work, and we look forward to the study on the 15th. We'll follow up with that on our Energy Matters program. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. The CEO of the National Coal Council, our guest on What's On Your Mind. I'll get another guest in here in a second. Talk abrasive, but first, who wants to chat here? Frank wants to chat. And Frank, what's on your mind?
Well, happy spring. I was just hoping at the Roosevelt Museum Monument, whatever it's going to be. Have you figured in how much it was cost for light rail if the Democrats get in?
There you go. Take light rail right through it, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe you can make some tracks and we can get our coal going to the West Coast, make it 2-for-1.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, just another little competition for Warren Buffett. That'd be okay, wouldn't it?
Well, I just had to throw that in. I know it's going to cost money, and if everybody gets their way in 10 years, we won't be driving. Everybody's got to take the train to work.
I tell you what, there's some people that want that, Frank. They want, your lifestyle to be different. There's no doubt about
Imagine
it.
Imagine how long it would take Scott to go from Fargo to Watford City, for example.
Yeah. Well, if we take that one that's going to crawl across the ocean, it's got to be a speedy one, right? So I don't know.
Yeah, Hawaii's going to be all in favor of light rail, right?
Yeah, exactly. Texter says, I'd love to own a business in Medora now. I'm all for the museum and library. I own land 30 miles north of Beach in Golden Valley City that borders McKenzie County. All right, there you go. All right, here is our next guest. Jason, do you say it, Hack?
Hack.
Hack.
Yep.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Very good. With a company name like Abrasives, I'm guessing we're going to talk a little bit about abrasives.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Now, abrasives would be, this is a total dummy radio guy here that you're dealing with, but would it be like used in cleaning things?
Basically, yes. But the thing we pride ourselves on is our signature product, our Black Magic Coal Slag.
Black Magic Coal what?
Slag.
Slag.
Yeah.
What's a slag?
Basically a form of media.
Oh. Is that right?
Yep. They're based off of making it from bottom ash.
Yeah, and explain what bottom ash is.
Basically, bottom ash is a byproduct that's we use from the lignite coal-fired power plants in our area, and we recycle it.
How's it different than fly ash?
It's quite different. I mean, fly ash is finer.
Okay.
Bottom ash is, It's similar, but it's not.
So if you're not using it for abrasives, maybe it doesn't get used?
No.
It's just a throwaway.
Yep.
But you're turning it into something bigger than that.
Yes.
Yeah. And what is that product used for?
Ours, Coal Slag?
Yeah.
Basically sandblasting in the industrial and commercial markets to anybody from precast companies to industrial end users. And we actually sell it to contractors that use it back in during turnarounds at the plants to blast out.
Who thinks of this stuff? Who says, bottom ash, let's turn it into the slag?
Our owners of the company.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's great North Dakota innovation right
yes.
there. I love it. And is this going to go? Is it working?
It's working.
100%.
100%.
I love it. Great story. Thanks, Jason.
You bet.
You should never go through a winter without a hot spring spa. This winter has been epic. Cold, blizzards, snow, ridiculous. I've been out in 30 below weather in a hot tub and loved every minute of it. The colder it was, the more I enjoyed it. Am I alone?
No, I think, a lot of our customers call this hot tub season because it does get you outside. It feels great. Again, the colder, the better. Now, hot tub season should really be every day because it is every day made better when you sit in this product. And I can't stress that enough. We're better physically. We are better mentally. We're better relationally. We're better. And it's truly, with our financing going on, it is truly less than a cup of coffee a day.
Financing Vince talking about is a great deal. 60 months, no interest. Your first payment, not for 6 months or the 12 months no interest, no payment deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake 2 online at hotspringnd.com. Hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. currently at 19, the field of Democrats running for the White House in 2020 is expected to rise to 20 tomorrow, when former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to roll out a long-anticipated presidential campaign. He will reportedly do so with an online video that will be posted tomorrow morning. There'll be a big campaign rally in Pittsburgh for him on Monday. A driver in Northern California in custody after reportedly deliberately driving into a group of eight people, injuring some of them last night. It happened in Sunnyvale, where police say the driver plowed into the people while they were waiting to cross the street. Then the car crashed into a tree, and the adult male driver was taken into custody. Millions of people across much of Texas, including San Antonio, Houston, and Austin, are in the path of severe weather today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Text of the day, says Todd. Are you ready? I'd rather see the world's largest ball of twine than an Obama library. I tell you what, I have to agree with you. I have been to Republican and Democratic presidential library and museums. I've been to both. LBJ is down somewhere in Texas, and who was the other Democrat? I guess Harry Truman. But anyway, and John F. Kennedy's, which is nice in Boston, but I'm with you. I think I would skip the Obama one, too.
Okay, so if we're all worried about making sure we get visitation in January and February, maybe the answer is we get the world's biggest outdoor snow slide.
Oh, stop with the snow slides in these indoor water parks, and you're not going to quit here. Let's see. What else we got? Let's see here. What's happening right now? The police are asking people to stay away from the downtown area. Rosser and Thayer, yes. Todd, update, please, on we talked earlier about a bomb threat at Starian Financial, downtown Bismarck. What do we know?
Suspect has been detained. Bomb squad is currently working to clear the building. And the public is still encouraged to avoid the area.
Okay.
But they have the Rosser and Thayer between 3rd and 6th.
They have the suspect.
They do have a suspect.
All right. And also, Texter says, hey, you just read my text. Awesome. Now I need to buy a lotto ticket. I've got the Henin Genie Rub. What is with the Texters today? Water slides and the Henin Genie Rub. Yeah, exactly right. We have another text here about AOC. We'll save that one for our next guest, Kelly Armstrong, Congressman Armstrong, and Chris Berg from Point of View joining us for the last half hour of the program. How's that for fireworks, folks? Let's have it. Right after I tell you about Watford City, North Dakota, being a great place to live. That's right. Maybe it's time for the good life. Just come settle down in Watford City. There is incredible single-family housing available now, townhomes, apartments, and they're looking for teachers because their schools are growing leaps and bounds. Watford City has had continued student population growth, just now the population itself of Watford in 2023 expected to be 13,160. They're moving up to Class A in sports, so a lot going on. And elementary school, middle school, high school, if you're interested, go to the watford-city.k12.nd.us website and check that out. Without any further ado, the congressman from the great state of North Dakota, Kelly Armstrong. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. I know you're in Fargo today. You're in Bismarck tomorrow. We should talk about that. I also want to bring in Chris Berg from Point of View. Chris joins us Wednesdays in this slot statewide on the program to weigh in on the issues of the day. You can also watch him at 6:30 on KX4 or at 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. And if you were watching last night, you saw Kelly Armstrong on Chris Berg's show, Point of View. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning, you guys. Great to be with you.
So Gail has a question we're going to start with here. Gail says, I would like to take AOC and those other clowns and drop them off in Hebron, North Dakota, and tell them to get back to Washington, but wait for the magic electric bus or the train to pick them up and get them home. See how well they do. What do you think of Gail's idea there, Kelly?
Yeah, I don't. One of the things about Representative Ocasio-Cortez is she has said publicly she's kind of gotten her start in politics at the DAPL protest in North Dakota. So I think she's been here once. I think we can, I'd invite her out. I would love to invite her out to tour the Hebron brick plant. We could go to a coal mine in Beulah. We could take her out to an oil location in Western North Dakota, and not just her, but a lot of people from all across the country. One of the things I think we continue to try and educate people on in DC is how producing states live and work and go about our daily lives, feeding and fueling the world. And I think more people from consuming districts need to understand what goes on out here.
So tell us a little bit about the, they call it a break, right? It's the Easter break, but you end up with a lot of work during the break. How have you spent this break back in North Dakota?
Yeah, so every time I try and schedule a day in Fargo, we end up having a blizzard. So we're trying to pack a lot of stuff in. We started at the border in Pemina yesterday, or on Monday. We did a town hall in Hillsboro. Yesterday we toured Microsoft in Fargo. This morning we went toward the Unseen, which is a nonprofit that deals with global human trafficking. I get to go talk to a political science class today at NDSU. We're doing a town hall again tonight in Valley City, and then we'll head to Bismarck for the Lignite Energy Council, and we're doing an energy roundtable as well. So it all fits with what's going on. I'm on the Select Committee on the Climate. So it's a good time to just keep everybody up to date on what's going on in D.C. And it's really fun to be back. It's my favorite thing to do is drive from one end of the state to the other. And by that, I mean yesterday or Monday morning, I left from Dickinson and went to Pemina. So that's about one end of the state to the other.
Questions or comments are welcome for our guests. Chris Berg from Point of View here, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. And Chris, I no doubt you didn't get all the questions you wanted to get in for Congressman Armstrong last night, so now you have another shot at apple, another bite at that apple. Go ahead, you're next.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I've got two things, and they're completely different, but one, Congressman, since you said you're going to be doing an energy roundtable, I saw an interesting article yesterday about a bill titled NOPEC, where they basically want to get rid of this OPEC cartel, and it sounded like it passed out of your committee, the Judiciary Committee. So I just wondered your take on that. I mean, is it a good idea for us to look at breaking up OPEC, and what would that mean for the oil markets?
Yeah, that's not entirely what it is. It gives the Attorney General's office to ensure that they are not committing it to unfair practices. We actually took the private portion out of it. It's a good way to make sure we're dealing with it. Now, I voted for it. I think it's a good process. My concern with the bill is, you don't pass a bill or not pass a bill because you're worried about bad behavior. You pass it or don't pass it because it's either good or bad policy. And I think this is good policy. But I do think we have to watch and make sure it gives OPEC countries, doesn't give OPEC countries an excuse not to communicate with markets. This is to ensure that they're not, that we have some more say in that we are looking at them if they're doing unfair business practices that do affect the oil market, not just in North Dakota, but all across the world.
Got it. And then my second question
is not so much it's not so much breaking them up as it is ensuring that we have some enforcement mechanisms against them and give give the Attorney General's office and Department of Justice the ability to do that.
Thus creating more of a free market system for oil, right?
Yeah, more of an enforcement ensuring that they're not willfully manipulating markets.
My second question, Scott, if you don't mind, is I misunderstood Congressman Armstrong last night. I think this is such an important thing because, Scott, you and I have talked about this, and I said, everyone's talking about bringing Mueller in front of a committee, like that's going to be a big deal. And I said, well, the first question they need to ask Mr. Mueller is, so when did you know there was no collusion? And I think that happened well before the 2018 midterm. So last night, Congressman, you mentioned that They no longer were taking out any more FISA warrants as of September of 2017. So you know this world much better than I do, but based on that, when do you think Mueller knew there was no collusion?
Well, I think that is an important question to get answered, and I also like how Democrats are trotting out that they're going to bring Mueller in front of the Judiciary Committee. Ranking Member Collins, the Republican from Georgia, brought that up 3 weeks ago in Judiciary Committee when we were issuing subpoenas on the report. His answer was, why don't we just bring Mueller in here, which I think is great. But what I was explaining is Mueller got appointed at the end in May of 2017. The way FISA warrants work is you have to get a reauthorization every 3 months. They reauthorized the FISA warrant on Carter Page in June, but they didn't go back in September and reauthorize the warrant. So that tells you that, that doesn't necessarily, and Chris, you and I have talked about this, I think we need to handle this completely more responsibly than Democrats have handled this for 2 years. So I'm not going to make conjectures. I think that is a really interesting fact because it means they no longer felt either they had cause or needed to surveil Carter Page from the FISA warrant. And that was September of 17 when they didn't ask for the extension. So there will be a line of questioning from the committee, and I will be focusing my line of questioning whether it's William Barr or Robert Mueller as to when they were sure that they when they had essentially closed the collusion investigation. Because we talked about this last night, you can obstruct justice even if there's no underlying crime. What you can't do is keep an obstruction investigation open in perpetuity if there's no underlying investigation.
So I understand you don't want to conjecture and play the games of Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and all the antics that have been going on there. But I'll do a little conjecture here. If June of 17 was the last time they asked for any info, they didn't go back in September 2017. Wouldn't any investigation worth its salt that had threads it was pulling continue to get that unless they decided we've run this to ground, we don't have any more? It's fair to assume that means they didn't have any more on the key point of why they were going to the FISA court, isn't it?
Well, at least as it relates to Carter Page, and I think that's an important, and I think it's important to figure out and flesh all of that information out. I do think it's important, and I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, where you stand on this whole thing. I think it's important that the American people know, one, how this investigation started, and the information that was, I think, being withheld from the FISA court when they were actually asking for these warrants, and two, when it ended compared to what was going on with the other side of this investigation. Because if you read the two sections of the Mueller report, they read very differently. I mean, they're written differently. How they handle obstruction and how they handle collusion are very different just in how they frame those up in the report.
Congressman, let me ask you this, and again, I know that we can't prove this because he didn't do this, but let's just say, for example, that Mueller knew by the end of 2017, heck, I don't care if it was in the spring of 2018, there was no collusion, doesn't he have a duty to our country to come out and tell the American people that, hey, your president and no one on his team colluded with Russia? Because if he would have done that, the Republicans may have held the House, and now we're not dealing with all this garbage, and America actually could be moving forward.
Well, and that's true, and I actually do agree. I think if we can show if the evidence points towards this, that the underlying collusion investigation being over significantly earlier than when the report was filed, I think there are going to be a ton of questions about why that wasn't made public when it was concluded. But I just want to stress again, it's important to do this in a way that was done significantly different than the way the Democrats have handled this for the last 2 years. Because I think, quite frankly, I think there are many of them that have been wholly irresponsible and just terribly irresponsible with how they portrayed this investigation to the public.
David has a question we're going to get to right after the break, so stay tuned for that. More with Chris Berg from Point of View and Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Also, a bunch of questions on the border and what is being done there. We've talked about that before, so we'll get that in and more. Stay straight ahead on What's on Your Mind with our guests. Questions, comments, welcome. 258-0550. Brought to you today by the Energy of North Dakota. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. And through that abundance of talents and innovations and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Ah, yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy again for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, the sun is out, the temps are climbing, and spring is right around the corner. That means activities outside and quick meals, all of which translate well to Pizza Corner Pizza. Snag a Pizza Corner Pizza to toss on the grill and enjoy the goodness of quality toppings combined with loads of cheese on an Italian-style bakery crust. Got a schedule full of kids' commitment this week? No problem! Pizza Corner Pizzas are a hit for those quick meals on the run. Sausage and pep, chicken bacon ranch, taco, whatever the flavor, Pizza Corner wins. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's time for another Wednesday Wheels Update, brought to you by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Valley City has, as they always do, a great deal. Rare find now in a luxury vehicle, luxury sedan at the Valley City store. It's a one-owner, local trade. Most of them are. They're famous for those at Pucklich. This is a 2013 Cadillac XTS sedan, charcoal gray color, and it's all-wheel drive, which is hard to find in a car these days. It's got a Platinum Series trim package, so you know it looks sharp, with a big boy 3.6-liter V6 engine on it. Nice to have a little size to your car, so if you can get it a fender bender, you know you'll be safe. Low miles, especially for a six-year-old car,
only 74,000 miles. And it's on the line right now for $19,995. But today only, if you tell them you heard about it from yours truly, you drive it home for $18,994. That's $1,000 off, okay? Check it out online, PucklitzValleyCity.com. There's also Pucklitz.com for the Bismarck store, the Valley City store. And, you know, Congressman Armstrong is, in fact, doing a town hall in Valley City tonight, so he might drive by the lot and buy it. You better hustle in there and make that deal right now on a great deal. Back on What's on Your Mind, 10 before the top of the hour, and let's go to David, who's been waiting a while to weigh in. David, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Scott. Yeah, a couple of things for the congressman. With the big floods, one of the real assets of the Dakotas as well as some of the surrounding states is the topsoil. And with the floods, I wonder if there's any kind of way that you can fast-track some topsoil remediation. Saving that topsoil, people in the centuries in the future are going to thank you for doing it. The other thing, you were talking about the Barr report. I got to disagree with you. You just go to page 51. It starts out very interesting with all sorts of very strange allegations, and then all of a sudden it says ongoing investigation. So there is no – you start looking at the collusion with Donnie Jr., with his daughter, with Manafort, with Roger Stone. In fact, Roger Stone is totally
– I'm not sure how you define collusion, David, but we don't have enough time to probably find out. But let me give Kelly a chance to address this, both on the topsoil front and also on what you claim in the report is collusion.
Yeah, well, I think on the topsoil front, I mean, that is one thing we're always working on, whether it's cover crop programs, particularly, like I said, I drove up to Pembina yesterday, and there is a whole lot of water up there, and there are going to be areas that aren't going to be able to be planted this year. So not only do we have to monitor that, I will tend to say that our farmers are the best resources to know where we're at with that, but also making sure that they know what all programs are available. And just real quick, before we get into the second part of that question, I think it's important to also make sure everybody realizes that you have to get your 2018 certification in by May 1st to qualify for the second round of payments in the market facilitation program. So that's just a little public service announcement from your congressman while we're doing that. And with regards to the report, this obstruction conversation is going to go on for a long time. We know that. We've already seen what the chairman of the committees, who they're subpoenaing, what they're trying to subpoena. But it is abundantly clear in Section 1 of the report that the President of the United States was not involved in a criminal conspiracy, which is the legal version of collusion with the Russian government. And that, I mean, it is crystal clear in Section 1 of the Mueller report.
Governor Doug Burgum has addressed the passing today in the House and now the Senate, so it will be the done deal on the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum. We are deeply grateful to the legislators who recognize the historic opportunity presented by this project and to all those who have worked for almost two decades to establish a Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library in North Dakota. This game-changing legislation supports the creation of a world-class tourist attraction that will elevate North Dakota in the eyes of the nation, have lasting economic and educational benefits, and share the incredible legacy of the Theodore Roosevelt for generations to come. All right, so that's the news today. On that point, Congressman Armstrong, I know you supported the library project. You told us that before, but I'm sure you probably weren't following the antics of some of your former colleagues this week, but there was a whole brouhaha over you know, if the governor, we're going to make him take his salary, and we're going to put that in the library fund, so they take that. What do you think is the concern over the governor not taking a salary? Shouldn't as taxpayers we recognize that as a noble thing, a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, my only question on the whole thing would be, and you never want to talk about this stuff, but my only question on the whole salary issue would be, what happens if, for some reason, Governor Burgum isn't able to serve and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford moves into that role? And I don't know the mechanics of Scott. I really haven't done it. The one thing I say to my town halls is I say every single question is free game to ask me. with the exception of what is going on at the legislature. The reason for that is somebody who has served there in three sessions. It's unfair of me, as busy as I am doing what I'm trying to do, to try an armchair quarterback on anything that's going on there without knowing what's going on. We take a lot of heat every 2 years, and some of it is well-deserved, but there's also a lot of people working really hard to do the right thing for the citizens of North Dakota, and I don't think it's fair for especially somebody who's been there and been in the trenches to weigh in on something that I don't know. I don't know how those conversations were going privately, publicly, between the governor, between the House, between the Senate. I just don't.
We don't have much time, but Chris and I have been, like a dog on a bone on this border story, trying to see if some movement would come from the government, trying to get a straight story on how much actual wall has been built. In the few seconds we have left, are we making progress to getting the border secured in a responsible fashion quickly enough?
Well, yes, we're making progress. No, is it quickly enough? Absolutely not. And it affects everything regarding immigration. It's the number one issue I get asked about from constituents all across the state, whether it's H-1 or whether it's skilled workforce visa.
That's amazing. That's amazing in and of itself. Sorry, we're out of time. Got to go. Chris, thank you. Kelly, thank you.
Here's what's in the news. At the University of North Dakota, they're one of the top 25 most innovative universities. President Mark Kennedy.
The criteria is you're voted on by other presidents and provosts across the nation. And to be on a list with MIT and Harvard and Stanford and Caltech is a huge honor for North Dakota. And it's an example of what the innovative stuff we're doing to improve student success, to expand our research, to increase our impact on the state.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at und.edu. You.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.